Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 9th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This morning we've had a nice rain. We're not looking out on the normally what we call lovely day, as we're accustomed to, but how thankful we are for all this rain. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and here we are again today wanting to encourage you with a perspective from God's Word and our own experiences as well. Today's message is titled, Old Friends, and an interesting scripture text from Acts 27, verse 3.
And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself.
In the last several months, I've developed a friendship with two men who have a very interesting story. Lloyd is a toolmaker who is retiring this week after working in the very same place for 45 years. Now, that's pretty remarkable in this transient age, but he also leaves behind a friend, Elvin, who has worked with him the entire time. In fact, Elvin has worked there 47 years, but is not yet retiring. I just wonder, in this day and age, what are the odds of working side by side with someone in the same place for 45 years? I suppose it's safe to say they are old friends, and by all observations, they sure are. Lloyd and Alvin both belong to an old order Mennonite group who use horse-drawn transportation and bicycles. In fact, Lloyd has ridden a bike to work his entire 45-year career, and I've seen him ride it through the plant as well. The only other time I saw this was in a big Boeing plant in Everett, Washington, where they make the 747 jumbo jets. Well, Lloyd lives 1.5 miles from his workplace, so I did a little calculating, and that would add up to approximately 33,755 miles that he has dutifully pedaled his way to work in his career. Well, I'm enriched by the close friendship that Lloyd and Elvin enjoy, and have extended to me since I began visiting their workplace in May as a chaplain. Lloyd is moving to upstate New York to be near his children and has invited my family to visit him in his new location sometime. Today I want to consider enduring friendships as one of the great treasures in life.
Notice from our reading earlier two phrases from our rather obscure daily text. In reading this long narrative portion about Paul's captivity, it's rather easy to miss them. Paul is on his way to Rome as a prisoner. He's appealed to Caesar. He's surely somewhat discouraged and weary from traveling the stormy seas and being under surveillance the entire time. Uncertainty is his only glimpse into the near future. The ship stops at Sidon, where Julius courteously entreated Paul. This is the only time in the New Testament that we see the Greek word philanthropos, the root for our English word philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Julius, a hardened centurion assigned to guard Paul at all times, must have gained a respect for him, since he gave him freedom to see his friends and later spared his life when others wanted to do away with Paul.
It's sure great when people are kind to you, isn't it? The other day I stopped to pay a toll on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I greeted the toll collectors that paid the toll. I don't recall being overly friendly, but he gushingly thanked me for taking time to speak to him, telling me so many travelers never say a word.
Well, there's no mention elsewhere in Scripture that Paul was ever in Sidon, but he had some friends there. I wonder who they were, and how had he met them? We're not actually told that, but they're the kind of friends you want to have around you all through life's journey. Their presence in our lives refresh us when difficulties and disappointments drain us of energy. These friends had a part in Paul's refreshing. The word refresh, translated from the Greek, is a word found only here in the entire New Testament, and it has a sense of kind attention. That's what Paul needed, and that's what these unnamed friends did as they provided for his needs physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
And that's what I have quite often needed throughout life and have experienced so often through so many good friends, including a number that are on the mailing list and perhaps even podcast listeners. I think of a dear friend that I know listens, I think, every day. We think of Joe up at New Cumberland, a dear man we met when we pastored a church up that way several years ago. I thank God for these people. And I encourage you to pass it on to others today as well. There's a lot of refreshing need in our lives as we deal with the daily challenges that can deplete us of a positive outlook. We all need caring and devoted friends to stand with us. May Lloyd and Elvin's 45 years of friendship be an inspiration to you today.
Let's pray together, and would you make this your prayer? Father, you have given me many treasures that cannot be bought with money, and friendship is among them. I thank you for the special friends who brighten my outlook and challenge me to be a better person. Thank you for my caring friend who loves me and never gives up on me, even when I feel like giving up on myself. For that dear friend who comes alongside me and helps carry the burdens that I bear, I am especially thankful. My life is enriched and my spirit is refreshed as I share my heart with a close friend who does not criticize, but accepts my frailties, who prays for me, and expresses love for me in ways that build me up and strengthen me in the trials of life. Father, you are the greatest and most trusting friend that I will ever know, so help me to draw near to you as you draw near to me. Amen.
Amen. What a blessing friends are. And I want to point out that Lloyd and Elvin both gave me permission to share their story, and I have a photo of them on the site. Due to their religious beliefs, it does not show their faces. I've befriended so many of the Plain folks in our 7.5 years here in Lancaster County, both Brooksine and I have, and we really appreciate their perspective on life and faith. Well, generally, they do not want their photos taken as a portrait. However, my Amish friends have requested I photo their children for their own memories, but not for distribution. And I have a shot up today that I do have permission to place up of my Amish friend Jesse and his son Moses. Their backs are to me, but I feel it powerfully captures a father-son relationship. Well, these photos and some music that we suggest today are all on the website, the posting for Tuesday, September 9th, 2008. Of course, our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. Well, once again today, we're a little bit late getting this out. I'm not sure what our excuse is. I'm having a lot of overcomings regarding setting up a new email program here, but we also had a thunderstorm move through our area today and had to shut down the computer for a while. But we should have this out in a few minutes, and what a joy it is to share God's Word with our listeners. We do have several other photos up on the site that may be a blessing to you as well. Well, may God bless you today with friends, and may you be that friend that is a real blessing.